This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says Secretary of State Antony Blinken and key allies are, quote, voting with their feet, end quote, by flying to Australia to focus on challenges in the Indo-Pacific region. Blinken landed in the Australian city of Melbourne Wednesday ahead of a meeting with Payne, as well as their Indian and Japanese counterparts, who form the so-called Quad. It will be the fourth such ministerial-level meeting of a bloc of Indo-Pacific democracies created to counter China. The visit comes as tensions between Washington and Moscow continue to escalate over Ukraine. French President Emmanuel Macron says Russian President Vladimir Putin told him that Moscow would not further escalate the Ukraine crisis. Macron also said it would take time to find a diplomatic solution to the rising tensions. His remarks on a visit to Kiev came after the Kremlin denied reports that he and Putin struck a deal during marathon talks Monday on de-escalating the crisis. And UK troops have joined NATO allies for military exercises in Estonia amid heightened tensions between Ukraine and Russia. The troops have been sent to train alongside Estonian forces as part of a defensive mission aimed at deterring aggression from Russia. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was quizzed by lawmakers about a photo published Wednesday by the Daily Mirror newspaper showing him at a Christmas quiz during a December 2020 when restrictions on gatherings in place as part of a civil servant suit by Sue Gray.
A photo has emerged of the Prime Minister in Downing Street on the 15th of December 2020, surrounded by alcohol, food, and people wearing tinsel. It looks a lot like one of the Christmas parties he told us never happened.
This is VOA News. Students from all across India extended their support Wednesday to Muslim women students in southern Karnataka state who have been barred from entering the college if they wear a hijab. Students took to the streets holding placards and banners and raised slogans against the government. Last week, several colleges in the state had denied entry to Muslim girls wearing the hijab, citing an education ministry order, prompting protests from parents and students. The state has ordered schools and colleges to shut down for 3 days. Local media reported the Karnataka High Court will hear a petition in the case Wednesday. Japan's prime minister announced plans Wednesday to extend COVID-19 restrictions in Tokyo and 12 other areas for 3 more weeks as cases of the Omicron variant remain high. Fumio Kishida said he planned to hold a virus task force meeting Thursday and would be, quote, careful about the risk of hindering the maintenance of social economic activities, end quote. Japan has resisted imposing lockdowns but requested shorter hours for bars and restaurants while imposing a strict border closure since November that has barred most foreigners from entering. The World Health Organization says COVID-19 cases are down by 17% worldwide and cases in the U.S. dropped by 50%. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
According to a weekly report from the UN Health Agency, global deaths also declined by 7%. The report also shows that the Omicron variant is increasingly dominant, making up nearly 97% of all cases. Just over 3% were of the Delta variant. Case counts fell in all regions apart from in the Eastern Mediterranean zone, which reported a 36% jump, notably with increases in Afghanistan, Iran, and Jordan. I'm Karen Chamas.
The foreign ministers of Australia and Lithuania have agreed to step up cooperation on strategic challenges, in particular pressures from China. Lithuania's foreign minister and his Australian counterpart met Wednesday at Parliament House. Australian exporters have lost tens of billions of dollars from official and unofficial trade barriers that coincided with deteriorating relations with China. Retired Pope Benedict the 16th asked forgiveness Tuesday for any grievous faults in his handling of clergy sex abuse cases, but denied any personal or specific wrongdoing after an independent report criticized his actions in 4 cases while he was Archbishop of Munich, Germany. Benedict's lack of a personal apology or admission of guilt immediately riled sex abuse survivors, who said his response reflected the Catholic hierarchy's permanent refusal to accept responsibility for the rape and sodomy of children by priests. Via remote.